Hey everyone, this is Dr. Naomi Wolf of Daily Clout. I wanted to talk about the correlation between the work that we've been doing at Daily Clout with the War Room Daily Clout, Pfizer Documents research analysis team that have gone through the Pfizer documents released under court order, the hundreds of thousands of documents released under court order and turned them into an amazing ebook and 54 reports. And the relationship between some of the findings there and what's in the news right now, February 3rd from Project Veritas, as they released their second excerpt from their explosive video in which an undercover reporter asked a Pfizer employee slash official about experimentation with gain of function. And that official, Dr. Walker, basically said, yes, we do that. And most recently today, it's all over the internet that Dr. Walker also said, yeah, we know that these mRNA injections are harming women's menstrual cycles. We don't know why. And I guess this just is very emotional for me because, of course, I was deplatformed from Twitter in June of 2021 for being the first national reporter to call attention to signals from women in which they were saying their menstrual cycles were being harmed after having been mRNA vaccinated. And subsequently, we found out that the CDC and the White House and Twitter colluded, not just to deplatform me, but to smear me. And at that time, influencers such as Matt Gaetz of Media Matters and CNN, Alex Berenson, unfortunately, piled on and made fun of the idea that women were saying that they were having often quite agonizing and life debilitating problems with their menstrual cycles. Well, we at Daily Clout, over the last, I would say, 6 months, have broken story after story showing that these mRNA injections damage women's reproductive systems generally and human reproduction in general. We broke the story that the lipid nanoparticles degrade the testes, even in fetal boys and baby boys. We broke the story that the Pfizer documents showed that there was polyethylene glycol in breast milk, sometimes of vaccinated women, sometimes turning that breast milk blue-green. We, Dr. Robert Chandler showed that within 48 hours of injection, there's biodistribution throughout the body of the lipid nanoparticles and that they accumulate in organs such as brain, spleen, liver, adrenals, but especially accumulate in the ovaries, if you're a woman, of course. And we broke the story that the lipid nanoparticles traverse the placenta. And Dr. Jim Thorpe has shown that they compromise the placenta. And of course, as I've been warning now for 10 months, we're now seeing 13 to 19% drops in live births around the world, but especially in Western Europe and North America. So it's not news to us. I'm really glad Project Veritas broke that story, and I'm glad that everyone's paying attention. But I've been screaming about this for literally 2 years, and it's the case that these War Room Daily Clout experts, medical and scientific experts, have demonstrated abundantly that there are horrific menstrual and other reproductive harms to women. So I'm just going to summarize now Report 38, which came out in August of 2022. So, you know, like 5 months ago. And this is by Dr. Robert Chandler. He's a sports medicine physician. And he shows that the primary source material from Pfizer shows a strong sex-linked adverse event difference. And he cites two different documents in the tranche. And he shows that there are substantially greater numbers of adverse events in women compared to men. He actually found that women sustained 72% of the adverse events, meaning bad things, harmful things that happened, versus men's balance of the adverse events. So nearly three times the number of people hurt were female. And you see this differential over and over in the Pfizer documents and in the War Room Daily Clout FISA document analysis reports that women are hurt more than men. And it really leads you to wonder if this mRNA injection is kind of a war against women. It's certainly a war against human fertility. So he goes on to show a shocking chart, chart one, that demonstrates the 77% actually versus 23% female to male difference in adverse events. And he shows which organ systems are negatively affected. Again, a huge differential of women shown in blue to men shown in orange, ranging from vasculitis to thromboembolic event to stroke, respiratory illness, musculoskeletal, hepatic, dermatologic, overwhelmingly, COVID-19 itself, overwhelmingly females far outnumber males, even cardiac and autoimmune females far outnumber males. He goes on to show a comparison of numbers, and that's 923,194 females to 358,919 males. And then he drills down into chart four, reproductive organ and function sex differences. And there it gets really super scary, because of those 72% of adverse events that are female, Pfizer characterizes 16% of those adverse events as quote unquote reproductive disorders. Those are Pfizer's words. And that's compared to 0.49% for men sustaining reproductive disorders. And he goes further still, and Project Veritas, I hope you're listening. Chart five shows the numbers of just the top 10 menstrual dysfunctions contrasted with a much smaller number of reproductive issues for men. And I'm going to expand that chart. It's at Appendix 2.1. It's from April 16th, 2022, and it's truly disgusting. Heavy menstrual bleeding, 27,685 women. Menstrual disorder, 22,145 women. Menstruation irregular, 15,083 women. Menstruation delayed, 13,989 women. And remember how terrifying and distressing it is to have a delayed period if you think you may be pregnant, or if you're trying to get pregnant. Dysmenorrhea, meaning painful or damaged menstruation, 13,904. Intermenstrual bleeding, meaning bleeding between your menstrual periods, 12,424. Amenorrhea, meaning no menstrual cycle at all. Again, what does that do to your fertility? It destroys it. 11,363 women. Polymenorrhea, that means multiple periods in a month. And believe it or not, we've been hearing about that, like women having two periods a month or women bleeding all month long. 9,546 women, vaginal hemorrhage, 4,699 women. And so many women have described debilitating clotting, like passing tissue. That's vaginal hemorrhage. And this is oligonorrhea. I don't even know what that is, 3,437 women. So tens and tens of thousands of women damaged menstrually in like 20 different ways. That these are Pfizer's categories. Pfizer knew about all of these harms to women. And Pfizer knew, and I'm showing you now chart six, a distribution of LNP mRNA Wistar-Hahn rats. Pfizer knew this, as Dr. Chandler showed, because this is from Pfizer's documents. The chart on the left shows the lipid nanoparticles and the mRNA going into the injection site in the deltoid and then leaving it. You see that the line going down over time. The right-hand chart shows the lines going up as that material leaves the injection site and travels throughout the body. And if you open up and see that orange line, the bottom line, what you see there is the accumulation in the ovaries of this material. And again, lipid nanoparticles are an industrial fat. So as they accumulate and accumulate in the ovaries, they're causing agonizing, terrible harms, of course, to menstruation, blocking fallopian tubes, perhaps. But Dr. Chandler didn't see any mechanism by which they left the body. And so with every injection and every booster, you're packing more industrial fats coated in polyethylene glycol and more mRNA into your ovaries. Chart seven is a tissue concentration of LNP mRNA ovaries versus testes. And again, these are Pfizer's documents. Why are they looking at ovaries versus testes concentration for a drug that's supposed to be treating a respiratory illness, right? What's so weird and creepy and disgusting about the Pfizer documents is that their trials were about sex. You know, their trials were about sex and reproduction, testes, ovaries, placenta, menstruation, lactation, you know, spontaneous abortion. They knew they were utterly focused on reproduction and knew they were damaging it. So there you see the upper blue line is the uptake in ovaries. It goes straight up, almost straight up over time. And the lower line, the green line, is the testes, which stays pretty flat. And so then we go on to a chart, which is just absolutely heartbreaking. Total adverse events. This is the end. The denominator is 922,000. Sorry, 194. The denominator is 923,194. 27,685 women had heavy menstrual bleeding, 22,145 menstrual disorder, 15,083 menstruation irregular, 13,989 menstruation delayed, 13,904 dysmenorrhea, 12,424 intermenstrual bleeding, 11,363 amenorrhea, no period at all, 9,546 polymenorrhea, multiple periods. Now we get into other sex and gender related horrors. 4,800 report breast pain, 4,699 vaginal hemorrhage, 3,437 oligomenorrhea, 2,643 hypomenorrhea, that means low menses, 2,456 postmenopausal hemorrhage. We hear this over and over and over, women who are years postmenopausal bleeding, which is never normal. 1,809 abortion spontaneous. And Dr. Thorpe and Dr. Chandler have both pointed out that those clotting and hemorrhaging experiences women are having with, that they think are their periods, may often be miscarriages or spontaneous abortions. But this is a shocking number of spontaneous abortions. 1,339 breast swelling, 1,199 menstrual discomfort. And we're hearing about women who are so having so much pain, they can no longer have relations with their husbands. 998 PMS, no one wants more of that. 792 breast tenderness. I mean, these are symptoms you have when you're about to get your period or when you're pregnant, so that there's hormonal dysregulation going on here at scale. 632 menometrohagia, I don't even know what that is. 609 adnexa uteri pain, 585 PMS pain, 483 breast enlargement, 480 vaginal discharge, 443 breast discomfort, 392 mastitis. That's what, you know, what happens when you're nursing and a milk duct gets blocked and infected. 347 ovulation pain, 337 endometriosis, an agonizing, debilitating illness, 308 menstrual cycle management. What does that even mean? 273 anovulatory cycle. You're not ovulating anymore. Think of all those lipid nanoparticles packed into your ovaries. 265 abnormal withdrawal bleeding. That suggests during intercourse you're bleeding. 231 uterine hemorrhage. 191 vulvovaginal pain, horrible. 181 ovulation delayed. Again, what does that do to your ability to have a baby? 181 premature babies. And we're hearing that anecdotally. Babies are delivered prematurely because the placentas are compromised. 173 vulvovaginal mycotic infection. 147 breast cancer. 147 fetal death. 124 fetal growth restriction. 122 vulvovaginal candidiasis. Vulvovaginal candidiasis. 115 breast cyst. 115 genital hemorrhage. 113 breast edema. 100 abnormal uterine bleeding, 98 pelvic venous thrombosis, 95 labor pain, 91 uterine leiomyoma, 82 polycystic ovaries, 71 breast discharge, 71 vulvovaginal pruritus, that's swelling and itching, a horrible thing. And we're seeing even young girls are being afflicted with this. 68 breast disorder, 68 uterine contracture during pregnancy, 67 ectopic pregnancy, not surprising. Your fallopian tubes may be blocked by lipid nanoparticles. 64, premature labor. 62, morning sickness. 60, vaginal infection. 59, vulvovaginal discomfort. 58, abortion. Lost the babies. 58, premature menopause. Good God. 56, vulval ulceration. Again, we're hearing of that. Horrific, turning black, swelling, necrotization of the vulvar regions. I mean, what a thing to be afflicted with. 56, stillbirth. Do you see how many ways they bury the fact that they're killing babies in different categories? 54, vulvovaginal dryness. 46, coital bleeding. Again, there are two or three different ways to say women are bleeding during sex, which is going to have a horrible impact on their quality of life. 44, ovarian cyst rupture. Oh my God, that's agonizing and dangerous. 44, premature delivery. 42, endometrial thickening. 42, genital burning syndrome. Remember when everyone made fun of Nicki Minaj's anecdote about her cousin having swollen testicles? Well, this is, you know, yet another example. Swollen testicles are in VARS and testicular damages in the Pfizer documents. Here's yet another example of genital burning, swelling harms. 41, adenomyosis. 41, breast abscess. 41, fetal heart rate abnormal. Menarche. This means that even little girls may be getting their periods. It triggers getting your period. We've heard that a great deal as well. 40, premenstrual headache. 40, uterine contractions abnormal. 39, breast induration. 37, premature rupture of membranes. 37, uterine polyp. 37, vulvovaginal swelling. 36, abortion induced. How many dead babies? 36, uterine inflammation. 34, vulval hemorrhage. 33, pelvic inflammatory disease. 32, pregnancy. 30, pelvic discomfort. 27, premature menarche. Again, 27, premature ovulation. This chaos with your regular cycle, your ability to ovulate. 26, infertility female. 26, postpartum hemorrhage. 26, uterine disorder. 25, pelvic hemorrhage. Women are bleeding and hemorrhaging from the pelvis. 23, non-infective oophoritis, swelling of the eggs, I believe. 23, vaginal ulceration. Oh my God, yet again. 22, dyspareunia. 22, ovarian disorder. 22, unintended pregnancy. There you go. 22, vaginal order. I have no idea what that is. 21, vulvovaginal inflammation. We're hearing that again and again. 20, breast cancer. 20, breast disorder female. 20, hemorrhagic ovarian cyst. 20, placental disorder. 19, gestational diabetes. 19, abortion early. 10 different ways to say the babies die. 18, endometrial disorder. 18, nipple inflammation. 18, endometrial hyperplasia. 17, ovarian hemorrhage. 16, ovarian failure. 16, vulvovaginal erythema. 15, ovarian vein thrombosis. 15, polymenorrhagia. 14, threatened labor. 13, fibrocystic breast disease. 13, ovarian enlargement. 13, uterine enlargement. 12, cervix hemorrhage uterine. 11, breast atrophy. 11, breast hemorrhage. 11, breast neoplasm. 11, cesarean section. 11, cervical dysplasia. 11, pelvic girdle pain. 11, vaginal disorder. 11, vulval disorder. 10, Bartholin's cyst. 10, decidual cyst. 10, fetal cardiac disorder. That's the second time we've heard fetus's heart's damaged. 10, fetal growth abnormality. 10, fetal vascular malperfusion. 10, vaginal cyst. 10, small for dates baby. 10, vaginal cyst. There are 1,745 adverse events that are sexual for men. I won't read them. They're horrific. They're horrific. They're fewer in number. But think about what I just read. There's, you know, this is for a respiratory disorder. This is an intervention that leads women to have every kind of horrible thing happen to their uteruses, their menstrual cycles, their fallopian tubes, their ovaries, their babies' hearts. their genitals that could possibly be. It is a chamber of horrors. And it looks like, I mean, since they knew it and they kept going, they told women to get injected while you're pregnant, get your children injected. To me, it says that this is a war against women. It's a war against women's fertility, women's ability to nurse, women's ability to carry and deliver live babies. And they knew it. They ruined women. This is Dr. Naomi Wolf. And please bear this in mind and think about this when you're watching the incredibly important Project Veritas clip about this Pfizer executive saying, yeah, there's something going on with their menstrual cycles. These people knew. They are absolute criminals. We have to hold them accountable.